Patient last name is Sigman, S-I-G-M-A-N. First name is Danny, D-A-N-N-Y. Next to paragraph, our date of visit is November 14, 2024. Patient tells me that he was involved in a head injury in 1978. First up, it was in 1978 in Hawaii. First up, a patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident. First up, a patient was sitting as the front passenger. First up, he tells me that the driver fell asleep and hit a telephone pole. First up, a patient tells me that they hit the head. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that when he woke up, a patient woke up in the ambulance. First up, a patient had some headaches at that time. First up, a patient went to the hospital. First up, a patient was treated for knee injuries. First up, and he was released back to home. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me currently that he has no symptoms. First up, a patient tells me that he has no headaches. First up, a patient tells me that he has no confusion. First up, a patient tells me that the car accident did not injure his head. First up, next paragraph, a patient is retired. First up, a patient was in facility management for many years. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient in 1978, a patient was in Hawaii in a motor vehicle accident. First up, a patient was a front passenger in a motor vehicle. First up, he tells me that the driver fell asleep, and then the car hit the telephone pole. First up, a patient tells me that he lost of consciousness with the impact. First up, a patient tells me that he woke up in the ambulance. First up, a patient tells me that he has some headaches at the time. First up, however, he did not have any residual symptoms after that. First up, a patient currently tells me that he has no headaches. First up, a patient tells me that he did not think he has any residual symptoms from that injury. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, because the patient does not have any symptoms for traumatic brain injury. Traumatic brain injury at this time. First up, an expert about the smart protein of dictation. Next patient, last name is Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z-Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A. First name is Gabriel, date of visit is November 13, 2024. Next verb. Our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, our patient tells me that in 2020, a patient was in San Diego. First up, it was during boot camp. First up, a patient was in martial art training. First up, a patient tells me that he got kicked right into the head. First up, he got kicked onto the top of the head. First up, a patient tells me that he had immediate head pain. First up, a patient tells me that he immediately have head pain. First up, a patient tells me that he got confused and disoriented. First up, a patient tells me that it was a severe blow on top of the head. First up, the headache lasted many days. First up, next paragraph, since the event, there's a second event, also in San Diego in 2020. First up, a patient was climbing up a rope during an exercise training. First up, the person on top of him fell down. And landed on top of him, and both of them landed onto the ground. First up, patient tells me that his head hit the pavement. First up, a patient has severe head pain. First up, patient tells me that he was confused, disoriented. First up, patient was severe lightheadedness. First up, patient has a residual headaches for many days. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, patient have significant headaches. First up, patient have short-term memory deficit. First up, patient tells me have headaches almost every day. First up, patient also tells me that he start have stuttering speech. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working as a landscape person. First up, a patient tells me that the headaches are affecting his performance. First up, a patient tells me that he's not able to focus at work. First up, he has to take a lot of time off because of the headaches. First up, a patient also have a stuttering. First up, a patient tells me that he has significant difficulty to communicate with others. First up, a patient also have short-term memory problems. First up, a patient tells me that his memory is affecting his task duties sometimes. First up, he does not remember what to do. First up, it is marks a petition.